close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and slowly breathe out. You can hear the students trampling in the classrooms. You feel the sun on your skin. It tickles your nose. You feel light and floaty as if something magical would happen. You feel calm and suddenly a soft rain begins to fall. There's a magical power that is dragging you into a light tunnel. It is colorful like a rainbow. You don't know where it leads to, but you're sure that it's the highlight of your day. After some time, you can feel the sunlight on your skin again. You're stepping out of the magic tunnel and start to see some shadows.
Not too far from you, there's a castle. You know you're in Wales now. Everything around you looks so green and nice. The sheep are eating some grass on the green field in front of the castle. The air is fresh. You breathe in and out. You smell the grass and the forest. It is wonderful. You decide to walk towards the castle. Slowly, you walk up the stony path until you stand in front of a huge door made out of thick wood. You try to open it.
Phew.
It's heavy and it cracks, but finally it is open and you slowly walk in. It's darker than outside. Your eyes need some time to get used to the light. Everything smells old and the air thick. You're standing in a hallway. On the walls are candles and old pictures. There's a person in one of the pictures that is smiling and waving at you. Suddenly, there is air moving around you, and you hear
swoosh!
There's a ghost flying around you. At first, you feel a little scared, but seconds later, you notice that it's a nice ghost. And it's smiling and saying that it welcomes you to its castle, and it wants to show you around a little. It takes you to a huge room. Inside are very long tables made out of wood. On them are all looking candles. You take some time to realize how much food there is on each of them. It smells so good and yummy. You see chocolate, sweet berries, and chicken wings. You can't hold back and run towards the table. But you take just a few of your favorite snacks because the ghost told you it must save some for the guest it is expecting.
After some time, the ghost takes you to another room. It's the library. You can see books everywhere and it's very warm. There's a fireplace in the corner. Also, there are some kittens and puppies in a basket on the warm sofa. You walk up to them and cuddle with them. You can feel their soft fur. They are so fluffy. You feel totally relaxed as you cuddle up with them on the sofa. Breathe in, breathe out. Calmness overcomes you. After some time, the ghost shows up and takes you outside this time. There are two knights on horses in front of you. In their hands, they hold a sword. The ghost tells you that they are preparing for a friendly fight and that this is a tradition here. You watch closely as you sit down on the cold stones next to them. You hear the trumpets and the knights start to move towards each other. The horses get faster until the swords hit against each other.
Wow, impressive!
You think. You want to try it out yourself and ask one of the knights how to hold the sword. He smiles at you and hands you a sword. It's really heavy. You have problems to lift it in the air. Anyways, you swing it around a few times until the other knight comes to you and you start to act out a fight. Hit against the sword again and again until the knight gives up. You're proud of yourself. Listen, the others are cheering for you. You did a great job and there's this warm, amazing feeling inside of you. You feel tired, but in a wonderful way. You are great. You look up to the sky and see the sun going down. The sky is turning purple, orange, and red, and a lot of other colors. It's fantastic. You're happy to be here. The ghost comes next to you and you hear
swoosh
again. It tells you that the adventure is coming to an end and it's time to go back, but it has still a surprise to show you. You walk into a wonderful garden. Everywhere are beautiful flowers, bushes, and trees of many colors.
There are different paths. A few of them lead to a beautiful lake with clear blue water and a waterfall next to a stone wall. There are ducks, white swans, and other beautiful birds on the lake that are peacefully swimming around. A beautiful wooden bridge is leading over the lake to the other side. In the middle of the garden, between some huge bushes, you see a wonderful marble statue of a powerful woman on a horse that stands on two legs. She's holding a sword in the air. Impressive! She turns her head towards you, smiles and blinks with one eye. You wonder if it's just your imagination or if it's real. The ghost leads you towards her. Behind the statue, you see a gate. The statue is guarding it. You know it's time to leave now. You pass by, say goodbye to the ghost, who is proud that it was able to show you its castle. Sadly, you take a last look, but you're happy that you had such an amazing experience, and step through the gate. You're in the light tunnel again. The magic flows by your side and takes you back to school. You hear your classmates talking again, and the sunlight touches your eyes. You feel calm. Breathe in and out. When you open your eyes, you find yourself at the exact same spot where your journey began. Welcome back